First reading today is from the book of Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. Our second lesson today is from the 10th chapter of Mark. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and most merciful God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. I had a sermon written that was sort of lighthearted and at least uplifting, and then yesterday happened. 11 people looking a lot like you, like us, sitting, I assume, in a worship service, were murdered. And according to what we've been told, they were murdered for two reasons. First, because they were Jewish. And second, because they were part of a congregation that supported an organization called, I think it's pronounced Hias. H-I-A-S, the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. It's been around since the 1800s. It was founded originally to enable persons who were Jewish to escape from the countries where they were being persecuted to find refuge in countries where they wouldn't be. Recently, well, in the last 30 or 40 years, as persecution of Jews has lessened, at least somewhat, until yesterday, it changed its focus to help all immigrants and refugees from countries where they were being persecuted for whatever reason. including many members of Islam, Muslims. The president of the AIDS Society was asked, "Well, you're helping people who are non-Jewish." And he said, "We help them because we are Jewish, because of our faith." We live in a time, it seems, when people feel it okay to lash out with hatred, lash out with hatred of other people because of their religion or their politics. I thought a lot about that because this congregation, you all, long before I came here, even long before many of you, if you can believe this, before many of you were here, dared to care about people who weren't necessarily Christians, but because they were Christians. And you are, we are Christians. And said, "Welcome. Welcome to this city, this society, this culture, this town." The gospel reading this morning tells us a story about a blind man receiving his sight. It's a story that we find in Matthew and in Luke, though in Matthew there are two blind men. And it's placed in the Gospel of Matthew at the end of Jesus' journey with his disciples to Jerusalem. And it has a couple of very interesting things about it that I think we should think about in this time. First of all, one of the interesting things that almost all of the miracle stories in the Gospels don't name the recipient of the miracle. The woman at the well, the young man who was died, the young other person who is blind. In this one, they name Bartimaeus. Many of the other miracle stories, Jesus doesn't ask the person, "What do you want?" Jesus simply performs the miracle. In this one, the person who is to be the recipient of the miracle, Bartimaeus, is told to hush up and be quiet. Don't bother. And Bartimaeus ignores the crowd and cries again, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And then Jesus says, "Bring him up here." And then asks him, "What do you want?" And he says, "I want to see." And his sight is restored. As we think about that story and what it means to us in this time, we think about what it means to be able to see not just what's around us, but to see, first of all, what this congregation has done for, 170 years? Some of you weren't even born then. Not many of you, but some of you. It's a congregation that said, "Well, what do we want?" And the answer came back to them, "We want to be able to see, but not just see who we are, but see what this community needs and how we can respond to that need." And my guess is, I don't know the whole history, that sometimes what they saw, what you see, what you have seen, wasn't pleasant. And it wasn't popular. Who wants to see the homeless? I don't. I hate seeing people who seem to have everything they own in a shopping cart. Who wants to see older people who can't even remember who their children are? I don't. Who wants to think about the fact that there are people in this community where at the end of a meal we throw food away? They have nothing to put on their plate. I don't want to see that. And I sure don't want to see people who've been murdered because they dared to care about other people and wanted them to have the same opportunities that they did. Faith opens our eyes. And sometimes what we see will bring us joy. But we can't simply always expect it to show us things that we want to see. Thank God that this congregation has had that courage in the past. And I think continues to have it. But let us not think or dare to back away because what we see is unpleasant, makes us uncomfortable, or causes us to think, I want to turn away and not see this. Let us pray. Gracious God, you give us sight to see, and sometimes what we see is ugly. Awful. Open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes, that we might have the courage to see and respond, that others might have the opportunities that we've had, that we might truly welcome the stranger, lift up the brokenhearted, clothe the naked, and feed the hungry, and continue to do that as we have done it for so many years. We ask these things in your name and for your sake. Amen.